Welcome, welcome, great, great friends. We love you all. We're doing this together. We're hosting from Germany now, where the German friends with the Holland friends are the hosts, and you're all very, very welcome. It's nice to check that we're having some workshops and that you're all in, let's say, two tents in one room, and we will make workshops together. And just check if friends are sitting alone as one tent, please join them, and not more than two tents. It's all about rising the Congress above reason. This is really huge. This is a trepidation, and we're feeling it. The Congress is in the air. I'm feeling it. I'm smelling it. I'm seeing it all about us. And everybody is trying to talk about it. And the schisteron is rising every day. How do you feel about this this great, great, great happening, Edin?
Wow, wow. Of course. What can I add after such great friends, such great words? And yeah, friends, this is a special moment. Within the last days and week, Ralph teaches us to go faith above reason. And now we decided to organize this Congress and decide that by our own to put the Congress above the reason, to put the Congress really above everything, above all these obstacles, about all these disturbance, about everything, only the Congress, unity, Congress, and love. We are all together, bigly, and friends, we can do it together. We can do it together, and today in this Yeshivat Haverim, this is the starting point of the preparation for the Congress.
Time to realize your dream. The world has one family. Loving each other, each for the other, together in harmony.
I just want to start with a great gratitude to the Creator, to all of you, my dear family.
I wish there was a way where you could just feel what's happening inside. I feel totally, totally filled with joy to be amongst these friends.
There's no air here. The air is thick because what exists between us, what lies between us is the Creator. And He's here.
Y así juntos siempre vivir, una familia, un solo corazón, vamos en conexión.
And today we had an opportunity, more than 1,000 people, they all asked together from the Creator, help me not think of myself.
We are the one. It doesn't matter where you come from. So I want to say, you always in my heart. It's you, brothers.
Good. Thank you so much.
How did that feel, friends? How did this feel, this physical Congress, what we just experienced? We just felt these emotions from being together physically, and what did it give us? And I'd like to ask a question for all of us to work on. How can we overcome this feeling and emotions of this Congress we just experienced in a feeling that's even greater, even more inner feeling in our virtual Congress? So I'll repeat the question. So how can we come in a more deeper, in a more inner feeling than this physical Congress during our virtual Congress? Okay, friends, good luck.
Да, Хрим, давайте я начну. Я думаю, что физический конгресс – это нечто, конечно, мега потрясающее, но нам нужно сделать новый шаг в нашем соединении.
Okay, friends, I'll start. I think that a physical convention is an amazing thing, but I think we need to make a new step in the connection between us, and this will be through a gate through revelation of the opening of the point in the heart in each friend, even though externally we're distant from one another, but this point is very warm and hot inside of our hearts.
Трудно что-либо тут преувеличить то впечатление, которое мы получаем от нашего соединения через край. Артур.
A feeling, an impression that from our connection we can really feel from it.
Настоящий момент и начиная от него в будущее.
I heard that Kabbalists are looking at this moment, the current moment, and they start to act for the future. That's why I think that what there will be is certainly a revelation in our connection. Misha.
Yes, thank you. I think we've come to that new degree. It's, of course, easy and pleasant when the friend is next to you. You can tap on his shoulder, drink, dance, hug him. But something else is to try to do all this work in our thoughts. We can still see the faces of the friends on the screens. That also helps us connect. But actually, in the same thought, that one thought we all have, we all gathered for one goal, and that's what connects us. Thank you.
Holy continue.
Thank you, Misha. I knew you were going to do that. I'm very happy to see you all. And it doesn't matter what Congress we do, if it's virtual or in person, the most important is that together we're yearning for adhesion with the Creator and that inner effort that we have together. That we have this yearning to give contentment to the Creator. What is stopping us from doing this right now, right here, Anna? Let's all yearn for the adhesion with the Creator, L'chaim Bnei Baruch.
Okay, now, who here can... All right. Ivan on the metro.
Спасибо, Олега, с радостью, с большущим удовольствием.
Thank you, Oleg, with joy and pleasure. Great pleasure, I'll continue. The truth is that everything's already happening. It already all happened. And this is joy, huge joy, a very big joy that we are kind of not seeing, and seemingly we haven't yet revealed the Creator, but in truth, he is truly now, at this moment, being revealed between us. And we have an even greater desire, a greater yearning.
Самоотверженности. Вложиться и вложиться. На радость творцу.
To simply devote ourselves more and more in order to give joy to the Creator and to give joy to our great teachers. I'm moving to Саша Порский.
Да, привет, Хаврин. Очень рады, что мы с вами.
Hello, friends.
I
am very happy that we are here together. differentiates the in-person Congress. It's a feeling that you can express, that you're able to hug a friend and you're able to support each other and have L'chaim. And this is the component that we need to fill our virtual Congress with, so that we'll be able to express our emotions and be okay with being also weak and feel all of these different emotions that happen in a physical Congress, so that it will also happen in a virtual Congress. I think that what's missing is a freedom to open ourselves up in this emotional way. And we're all lacking this heart. And I would like to pass the microphone to Ruslan.
Yes, I'll continue.
Heart felt it's kind of something that's concealed behind some virtual boundaries. I don't believe in that at all. And altogether, we've been through the initial shock from moving from the physicality to the virtual planes. Of course, we missed a convention. We didn't have it a long time yet. Yes, of course. But I think that we're actually very ready now, all of us, to go through these degrees, to warm up everything. But let's not let go of this. Just like Oleg said, we here and now need to implement this every single moment to expect that revelation and clothing, Gisha.
Да, Хайрим, ну, физический конгресс.
Yes, friends.
Физически это, ну, действительно...
A physical congress.
Состояние, ну, наверное, очень глубокое, но прошлое. Вот.
A physical congress is a very inner state, but that's something of the past.
Wow, Freunde, was für eine große Ehre, geliebte Freunde, zu euch.
Wow, friends. How fun it is to see our great friends. I'm truly, really in great upliftment and excitement. I was thinking earlier, what's the difference between a physical convention and a virtual one? You can feel in the physical convention, you have to do many external actions. You have to buy airline tickets. You have to take vacation from work. You have to organize all kinds of things to demand so that you can come to the convention in an organized manner. But in a virtual convention, here it seems like everything is very easy. I just need to sit in front of my computer, and I think that the main thing in the virtual convention is that each asks himself, what is this special place that we call a convention? What is this assembly place that we call a convention? And I'm filled with joy to do this together with my 10, with the whole world Kli, and to go through this scrutiny, to open this place where I have this possibility to convene in one heart, in one desire, all the friends, each independent of the external matters, just so that we can present this one soul together, where there's great enthusiasm and joy towards this convention that's coming up. And I can pass this onwards to a great friend of mine, Wim from Holland. Thank you very much. I love you all.
Actually trembling from excitement because I just heard 10 minutes ago that I had to speak. What can we say? In preparation of this great yeshivat, we had the scrutiny. What is the difference now between the morning lesson and another morning lesson, which is the Congress? And talking about faith above reason, our morning lesson is faith above reason. Not only what we say in the morning lesson, what we talk about, what Rav talks about in the morning lesson, but the morning lesson itself is faith above reason. And this yeshivat is a preparation for that morning lesson. And the PBS is a preparation. And what we do before the lesson is a preparation. And all these lessons we have till the Congress are preparation for that Congress. So you can imagine what a huge opportunity we have in that Congress. Because all these lessons we're going to go through and all these afternoon sessions we have with each other and our dissemination is all a preparation for that. And that is all reason at the moment that we start our Congress, because our Congress will be above reason. And it will be a huge, huge opportunity for us. So let's go through this preparation with very, very serious hearts and serious intentions, friend. Love you all. L'chaim.
Each of us knows that if we don't have a desire, we can't move. Sometimes I have a lot of time. But I don't come to the study, to reading, to listening, to some lesson or something. I can't bring myself to do it. There's no deficiency for it. What's important here is the deficiency. That's why we have to understand that each friend will help their friends. We have to draw our friends to study together, to read something together, to send something to each other, somehow to awaken each other. Because if a person is not impressed by others, that there's this deficiency that they get, it's from the Creator, and it doesn't count if it's just the individual's deficiency. If I want to study, if I want to do something, it comes from above. And only to the deficiency that I get from the friends, and I awaken them, and they awaken me back, then that's the deficiency that's counted as our deficiency.
Wow, such great words from our great Rav. And as he mentioned, we can even move without deficiency. And it's everything about deficiency, everything about importance. And friends, let's go to the next questions. We want to build a deficiency for the next state of unity, connection, and love. The Congress will be the greatest opportunity to implement it, and let us use these teachings from Rabash to propel us forward. And workshop question is, act before your friend the next state of connection and make sure to impress them. Focus group will be Moscow 7. I repeat the question, act before your friends the next state of connection. Make sure you impress them. Good luck, friends.
Наконец-то дали слово.
They let me speak at last.
Много было подготовок. Уже потерялся во всех.
There were many preparations today. I'm already getting lost in the three tens that are here. It's a true dream. We talked about connection, unity. And now it's truly felt what awaits us. I also want to hear you.
Саша.
Лидовской, Саша.
Я смотрю, я тут один, Саша, походу. Но следующая ступень, я вот думаю, что это когда вот мы пришли к вам...
I'm the only Sasha here, and the next degree...
То есть я...
Where we can feel that we're in the group.
Это когда я вижу не лица. And
it's not that we're feeling we're not at our home. It's not that we're seeing the friends' faces, but that we're feeling they're inside, what they're feeling inside, that we're really devoting ourselves to the goal, that we're caring for all of humanity, and this is what seems to me to be the next degree. Michael. Yeah, I already spoke, and I would like to play a game here. I want to hear my friend Valera. Imagine that I am in the next degree, and I love you.
Как это пройти мимо, не заметив?
Okay.
Конечно, огромный товар.
We can't pass by and not pay attention to this. This is a great friend with a massive evil inclination, but also a big deficiency for love. A lot of great love that can cover over anything. I was with Misha in a 10. I know the great work that he does. I know how he overcomes. I know how he annuls to the friends. I've really paid attention to him. I studied him. I watched him with an open mouth, amazed at him. And I hope I was a good student. Thank you, Misha. I would like to pass to Sergei, please. It seems to me that the next degree of connection will be seen as this emptiness in the heart. And to the previous question, I thought that I don't remember any Congress that there were some words of wisdom that I remembered. There's no words that were remembered. There was just one thing that's really inscribed on my heart, and that's the connection. And the virtual connection that we have now is also what will be most essential to our hearts. And what I see here is wonderful. Simply amazing feelings. I am in these vibrations like Vim was talking about. I hope that others feel this too, and I'd like to hear from Sasha.
Sasha, microphone.
Саша, микрофон.
Да давайте кто-то другой, я уже третий раз говорю.
Мы передаем Саше Ледовскому, он микрофон не может включить.
This is the third time that people would like to hear from me, so maybe someone else can speak.
Саша, ты пока попытайся, да, включить его.
Okay, I will continue in the meantime.
Разного рода.
Today, from the morning, since we started with all kind of preparations that continued for the whole day, this connection, this unity that's felt, it's as if you're in a congress.
Ja, liebe Freunde, schönen guten Abend. Ich bin so froh.
Yes, dear friends.
Yes, dear friends. Good evening. I'm so happy to be with you here in my spiritual family, in my beloved group Israel. 4 years ago, I came to the Wisdom of Kabbalah. It was very difficult, almost impossible to focus my thoughts, to think about connection, to devote myself to the counsels of the Kabbalists, all the matter, all these corporeal things were so attractive to me, and I couldn't see a path to the Creator not too long ago. Something new happened, a new thing in the world. The Creator enabled us all of those us on the path, to move corporeality aside. He stopped time so that the groups in Bnei Baruch will be able to, in the mind and heart, emerge out of ourselves so that we will be able to develop the deficiency to build the form of the Creator that we can reveal. this decision, by us being united together deeper with the ten, where we will give the friends and attain the love of others in above reason, in equivalence of form with the Creator. This connection in our tens, dear friends, we need to attain in the convention. But on the 11th, 12th of December, there's no other reason to not succeed at this. The world has stopped, and we can now concentrate on the most essential thing in our life. There is nothing better than this connection, than love of others, and annulment before the group. Let's together in the Congress on the 11th and 12th of December attain this in our tens, to do this, to carry this out, because afterwards, like Rav says, the time has come to connect between the tens. Between the tens, all over the world, Kli, and in Bnei Baruch. L'chaim, dear friends.
L'chaim. Да, дорогие хаверим. Очень трепетный момент.
Yes, dear friends.
Мы с одной десятки, когда готовились.
This is really emotional moment. Leah and I are from the same ten, and when we prepared for this gathering of friends, we decided that the most important goal for the world Kli is if we tell you about our ten, how our ten is preparing for the Congress. We understand that where we succeed is thanks to the dedication of the world Kli, of the Rav and the Creator. The world Kli is like a womb that holds each and every ten. Friends, there's a feeling, especially lately, we can feel that the friends are pressing on the Creator. We can feel it. And it's holding each and every friend, not allowing any friend to not make it to the lesson. That each ten is in the lesson. There's no way that we're not in a meeting with the friends. We feel this pressure that we always want to be together in each and everything. Friends, really want to feel the spirit of Rabash between the friends so that the spirit will live between us. And all of a sudden, we see how the friends that you didn't expect it from them, that you didn't expect this warm feeling. And a meeting, and when we meet, we start to scrutinize these questions. And yeah, between us, let's say, a bit of a disagreement, some different opinions, and then all of a sudden, everything calms down. The friends are holding hands, and they start to ask.
Yes, friends, from this state of one request, this is the prayer of many, that is being realized in such a way where the ten is in a state truly of one man and one heart. Many efforts have been necessitated to come to such a state, but it's truly a minute pay for this great Arvut that we got to feel from the Creator. And truly, not in your vessels, it's not in some vessels of reception, but only in vessels of bestowal. This is becoming all of a sudden clear, understood, when Rav explains that you need to feel those vessels of bestowal to come closer to the quality of bestowal. And where can you do this if not in the ten? Which is directed to one thing that has one goal, to bring contentment to the Creator. There is no other goal for this ten.
дает возможность каждому,
and it is completely aimed and gives each and every one the opportunity, even if you're in a state that you're not even capable of doing anything. I don't know. You simply lay on the ground and you have no strength for anything. But the 10 that's connected doesn't just give the forces, it lifts you up on your hands and walks you, guides you to this goal. And it's not that it's just holding you up on your feet, but it grows wings for you and makes you an Adam. And later shows you how it connects with other tens. And that's already a wonderful degree, a completely different degree. Dear friends, we are at the opening of something immense, huge. This convention will be simply the beginning of a new era, a new period of time, connections between tens, and those tens will connect between them exactly in the manner as one man and one heart, and at last we will build a wondrous Adam. L'chaim, dear friends.
יש קול שמתעורר מבפנים, מבקש את הטעם שבחיים. האיסורים והמחובים, כל שנות החיים, למי אנו מהנים? ואם נקשיב לכל הקריאה, לא נסחף בהבלי הבריאה. נגיע לפתרון אחידה, על כל הפשעים תכסה אהבה. מעשרה עולה תפילה, והלב האחד מתמלא הודיה. מעשרה עולה תפילה, והלב האחד מתמלא הודיה. בוקר בזמן התפילה, זמן של חיבור, זמן של בחירה. ושיר שעולה ונשמע, הולך ונגלה מתוך הדממה. החברים עומדים בליבי, רואים את כל מה שבנשמתי. ואין מרחק בינם לביני, אין עוד מציאות, הם כל עולמי. מעשרה עולה תפילה, והלב האחד מתמלא הודיה. מעשרה עולה תפילה, והלב האחד מתמלא הודיה. מעשרה
It's a month before our virtual congress, and we would like to dedicate it to the entrance into the work in Faith Above Reason, the first steps in Faith Above Reason. And the question is, what's essential now in our preparation so that we will be able to implement this ascent in Faith Above Reason?
The main thing is for each of us to feel responsible for making the 10 to 1. Because we're already before a state in which we will have to connect between the tens. And let's hope that after the convention we will be able to access this, to approach this. But for that, we need to feel that I and my ten are truly as one.
Well, friends, you feel this also in our hearts now, this great importance, something new, very special significance. It's really like the Congress already started, very important moment. And also in this moment now, we are together. The Creator put us all together, opened our hearts. Everything is set ready, specifically for us. This is the moment we all work towards, to be able to ask the Creator, to pray for our unity together, to be as one man in one heart, and to become like these true servants of the Creator, to be able to pass the light to the world. So let's use this moment now and ask the Creator. Ask the Creator to merge us into one entity, in one soul. And this is our workshop assignment. Build together a prayer to become as one. Our assignment is build together a prayer now in the ten to become as one.
Рядовской, жги.
Творец, помоги нам построить молитву тебе.
Creator, help us compose a prayer for you.
Соедини товарищей в одно единое сердце.
Connect our friends to one heart and be revealed in this heart for my friends.
Прими огромную благодарность от нашего соединения.
We want for you to receive the great gratitude that we have from your connection.
Умножь усилия наши желания.
Move that feeling of unity to the whole world, Кли.
Видеть твою работу и войти в твою работу.
That we want to feel your work, to see your work, and to be able to enter your work.
And for it to be in order to give you contentment.
There is unity and connection here, 100%.
Мы хотим, чтобы объединились все просьбы в одну.
We want all our requests to connect to one.
Раскрой моим товарищам и всему миру свое свойство любви, чтобы все могли насладиться.
Reveal to the friends and to the whole world the quality of love, so everyone will be able to enjoy it.
Вдохни у моих товарищей дух веры выше знания над всеми остальными желаниями.
Give my friends the spirit of faith above reason, above all the desires.
И спасибо тебе за то, что ты даешь нам.
Thank you for giving us what you give us.
За что даешь и за что не даешь, за все спасибо.
For what you give and for what you don't give, thank you for it all.
Adelante, Juan. Hola, amigos. Estoy aquí.
Hello, friends. I am here. with Latin friends, and I am melting from the warmth that they have. This fire that penetrates my heart. This is emotion. This is what we're feeling right now. This is what we will feel on the day of the Congress. And the thing is that between us, we have to decide. We have to say that we are going to unite. We are going to discover the Creator, and we are the ones to decide. No one else will do it for us. I am here with my friends, my tent, with all the parts of my soul, and I, in my internality, all of my essence, I feel that I want to connect with their friends. And this decision is a spark that will start a fire, fire that will burn all of the hearts. It'll illuminate all of them. It'll penetrate all boundaries. It will burn everything. And it's all so that we'll have this sensitivity, this warmth that is the Creator that's between us. And my great friend, Roberto, we'll continue.
And Juan, why is it this way, Juan? Why do we have this need for it to be here and now? Why are all the friends, we have to feel that this is about to happen? Because this is born from the heart. Why is it this way in all of us? Because we are all, if we look really well, listen, I'll tell you something. This preparation for this Yeshivat Chavirim, for the convention, all of this is thanks to the blessings, the amazing blessings, all those desires that are around us. Look at what you have here. All this state that's been accumulating around you that is more than prayers and warm, heartfelt demands. All of these opportunities that we have together as one body, as one heart, behind all this excuse that's here before our eyes, we are the Creator that is begging before us. He is begging for the equivalence of form. He is begging for a bestowal for the friend, for the absolute endless giving and forgiving without any conditions, so surrendering to each other. That's our history. These are all the components that have accumulated throughout all the times. Because this is not just like that we have a convention in less than a month from now. This is not by chance. Nothing in your life is by chance. All of this is preparation that He has led you. And those that are before you are your friends, Roberto. You need to understand this. Put it into your heart and take it and uplift them high, high. And this is the most precious thing. Doesn't matter if it's physical, virtual. The friends are part of this blessing. It's all here all the time. And I don't understand this, but the greatness, their example, this persistent, constant things all these years for each and every one of us, that's the greatness of our friends. That is the greatness of this immense moment. No one of those who are here at this moment, none of them who are in the world Kli, that won't have any doubts that faith above reason is about to rule each of your friends. And this will be the result. But we're not allowed to have any doubts. This is our beg. This is our pray. It's not mine. It's of each and every one of you. Yours and yours and yours. Everything that you've given with your efforts of mine. This is the request of the Creator for each and every one of us. Let's keep it. Let's uplift it as high as possible. Let's take it to the immense greatness inside so that our faith will simply go through all the calculations and we will see this. Let's thank all our friends with this form of ours, with our approach, with our example. So it will flow. So it will flow like a well of water that Rav spoke about. All in perfection, friends. There are no doubts. Just to give the first step and all the rest will simply pour upon us. And everything we search for all this time. So each of our dear friends that I'm seeing here on the screens, and this is a prayer, not of mine, but of each and every one of you. We know that it's this way. It does not come from my head. Never it comes from me. It is all an expression of feelings. And who I saw here that are so great, which is you, which is my teacher of all the Kabbalists, of the creator that is behind all this game, this whole character that you're seeing. He wants you. Next week, we are going to meet all of us together in faith above reason. We're not even asking of that about that. We are certain with our friends. We are confident that we're uplifting our hearts. And let's advance because there's a lot more great things to do all the time. Come on, together as one man in one heart. He's already crying with joy with this at this moment. There should be no doubt. You are praying for this in your hearts. You are yearning for the Creator in your heart. For the sake of my brethren, that he shall give us peace at this moment. I love you with all my heart, because I know that you loved me your whole life. L'chaim, brothers.
Hello,
dear friends. We are all excited for the Congress that's coming right up. We know in the Congress we will connect and all come together and draw the reforming light. We will give our work, and we know that in order to draw the reforming light, we need to make room for him. And we are doing this like we are breathing, breath by breath. And we do this by the dissemination of the wisdom of Kabbalah. That's why, dear friends, we would like to invite you to our virtual dissemination congress that's about to start in a few minutes for the Israelically. It's going to be an amazing congress of connection. Everything that we dream about. Stay with us, and we are starting in a few minutes.
Lechaim.